Well, this bloke's probably got a shrine to Stevie G at his house, given how much he loves Liverpool. It'd be a very emotional Phil Moss that we find this morning, I reckon. Morning, Mossy.
Good morning, Jimmy. I give you permission to leave the studio right now if you so desire. But as you can see, if you're watching on Channel 526, there is a little bit of a tribute to the big Stevie G. And I decided on this one, guys, because I think he does transcend Liverpool Football Club. He personifies what every footballer should be about, the never-say-die attitude, the quality, and my goodness, the statistics from a career that spanned 17 years in the first team was just phenomenal. 710 games, 186 goals from midfield. That's a goal every 3.8 games. Now, that is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. So, Steven Gerrard officially retired. And not only that, I think he's moving to quash speculation, Mossy, that he's going to America or the Asia or
Australia,
the UAE or the A-League. He's just said, nah, that's it. It's all done.
Well, I think he heard us on Big Sports Breakfast the other morning and thought, listen, I've got to set the guys straight. But look, to be honest, I'm delighted that he's not going to be one of those legends that maybe goes one season too long or one stint too long with his boots on, and that he's not going to be lost to the game. He will go into management. That's come from sources very, very close to him. So watch the next chapter of his career unfold, and you know, if he can bring half to his management career as what he had as a captain and a leader, then he's going to be a sensation.
It was a cannon, wasn't it? That right foot.
Yeah, absolute, you know what, cannon. Jimmy, I was just talking to Owen Martin about it off-air, our executive producer, and I said the thing about him is the number of times he nearly broke the net without any effort was incredible, and it just shows all young players it's about technique and timing, and obviously, you know, technical ability, but just phenomenal. A number of spectacular goals he scored, but he always knew where to be and when to be there to execute as well.
I bet you've never been so happy to get it wrong last night. The Central Coast Mariners with a 2-0 victory over the Perth side.
So happy, TK, to come on air this morning and say congratulations, Central Coast Mariners, and know that all their supporters will be waking up with a smile on their dial this morning. They were very, very dominant. They were absolutely deserving of that result. First clean sheet in 36 games, first win at home this calendar year, and I know that that'll be a massive relief to everyone at the club and fully, fully deserved. There was some outstanding performances. Connor Payne was the man of the match and was just a constant menace. Trent Buhaja, who is a young product of the International Football School. We had Roger Rashid in here from the tennis program at that school the other week. They got a great football program up there. So he's the first product of that International Football School to come through into the first team.
And, that's great news, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And that's what the Mariners have to be about, you know, producing their own local talent. And he really stood up last night.
Could have been five, couldn't it?
It could have been. And look, take nothing away from the Mariners at all, but I thought Perth were very, very disappointing, considering where they are on the table and, you know, what was at stake for them last night. But I think losing Josh Risden, the Socceroo, in the warm-up to an injury, Diego Castro went off injured in the opening 10 or 15 minutes, and then his replacement, Adam Taggart, came on and it looked like he strained a calf but played out the game, but he was hobbling around on one leg for most of it. So, yeah, disappointing night for Perth, but take nothing away from the Mariners. Fully deserved.
All right, well, let's have a look at the Wanderers versus Brisbane tonight. How do you see this one playing out? And any chance around Robbie Keane? There's been some talk about Robbie Keane joining the Wanderers. Any more of an update on that, Mossy?
The interesting one here, Jimmy, is that Tony Popovich has come out publicly and said he's interested. Now, that's very unlike Tony Popovich. He usually keeps his cards close to his chest, but maybe it's just a wake-up call to the strikers that he's got there to start aiming up. But 26 goals scored in the last five games between these two teams, including that memorable 5-4 finals game last season that sent Western Sydney Wanderers into the grand final. So expect some goals in this one. The McLaren contract saga has played out publicly. Johnny Aloisi has come out and slammed McLaren's agent for saying something publicly about that.
Right.
And then there's also rumours of Tommy Orr going to China in January. So those little things that we spoke about the other week with the Chinese, the transfer window coming up, are throwing different ingredients into games now. But I'm tipping, for the record, I'm tipping West Sydney Wanderers to get home in a tight one, 2-1 tonight.
Okay, $2.35. That's the Western Sydney Wanderers up against the Brisbane Roar, $2.75. In the what's your Sydney FC, mate? We had a it was A up Wally. He said it's a banana skin game, this one, and I think he's probably right. Undefeated Sydney up against Adelaide, looking for their first win. Tell us about your thoughts on that game.
Yeah, what I'm going to be interested to see is, does Graham Arnold rotate his squad slightly? They've got the FFA Cup final on Wednesday next week down in Melbourne against Melbourne City, of course. And he's probably, not that he wants to take his eye off the ball with the A-League, but certainly they've bought themselves some breathing space to maybe tinker a little bit. So does he or doesn't he? We'll find out. I'm tipping Sydney at home to be far too strong, 2-0 to get the result there. But Adelaide have won 4 out of the last 6 against Sydney and undefeated in their last 3, but very, very different form from when those statistics were formed.
We've got your tips for the other games, Melbourne Victory up against Newcastle and Melbourne City up against Wellington, and we'll put them up on Twitter and on the website as well. We've got a fly, Phil, and remember, mate, you'll never walk alone.
You will never walk alone, Jimmy. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.